Blog Talk Radio. Hey everybody, it is Zoe Moon, and I am here to look at the week of April 20th through the 27th and the energy that we have in store for us coming up. And we really have three areas that I want to focus on. First and foremost, starting on Friday the 21st, we have Mars heading into the sign Gemini. And this is the first time in 2 years that we've had him showing up to kind of amplify the activity. You guys that listen a lot know that Mars is in charge of making things happen. It kind of is a triggering influence, and it really does heat up our passions about things, and it also can heat up our anger and fighting spirit about things, and therefore it motivates us to do something about it, either us taking action or reacting to somebody else's actions. And so in Gemini, this is really going to play out through our words. It's going to play out through our ideas. It's going to play out through the words of others. It's going to play out through agreements and writing and interviews and meetings that we have and sales and anything that brings the communication flow. And during the time that Mars is in Gemini, it is also going to get us much busier in our local neighborhood, community, anything that involves short trips to nearby places, therefore can also mean more action going on with our transportation. And then it can also influence more activity going on with those people close by, so our neighbors, sometimes our siblings. And so, that's pretty much every area in Gemini that we have going on. So this begins on Friday, April 21st. Tomorrow for you guys listening live, and it is going to stay in this arena until June 4th. And it definitely is saying, you know, hey, look back, what was going on with your ideas and talks and meetings and agreements and writing and interviews and offers and decisions 2 years ago? You know, are you ready to kick this up a notch? Are you ready to take it to the next level? Or is there something that it's time to get really involved in and get passionate about locally or with your siblings or neighbors or vehicles or electronics, et cetera? And so I wanted to break this down a little bit with you guys. You know, we're seeing a lot, just as an overview on the global stage, we're seeing a lot of Mars energy playing out there. It's been very fixed and stubborn in the sign that it's been in for the last 7+ weeks. And so moving into Gemini, it's going to be more flexible. You're going to see like more duality going on in, the passionate, angry, fighting spirit out there. And we are going to have some days that stand out, so you may want to circle them on your calendar if you happen to be in any kind of danger zone. And in your own personal life, you definitely want to note that the three periods that I'm going to tell you that are going to stand out over the next 7+ weeks, it's a very short little list here of days, and these would be the days when you're going to see the most happening in what it is you're pursuing. And so obviously on the day that it moves in, on Friday the 21st, this is definitely a day that we're kind of getting into gear with this, and we might splat out that thing that we're thinking or get in there and really go for whatever this is that we're, you know, that we're going for. And then the first set of dates are going to be between May 10th and 12th. So those 3 days, May 10th, 11th, and 12th. And those days are very powerful and very intense because they include a full moon in Scorpio, the sign of life and death and finances and power and control and sexuality and divorce and third-party triangle scenarios that are playing out. Happens to be a sign that is co-ruled by Mars. And so we have this Mars escalation of energy between the 10th and the 12th. And then Mars is going to square Neptune, which is a big push against or towards something involving hidden agendas or behind the scenes activities or karmic situations playing out. And then Mars is also going to interact with Jupiter, which is going to really activate the stage on the relational axis, which means something big happening with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, opponents, competitors, or on the global stage with allies or enemies. So May 10th through the 12th, big time frame for what we're going to be moving forward with Mars here. Then we're going to have a second round of energy, which happens between May 18th and May 19th with this. At this point, Mars makes an adjustment to Pluto. So again, when it comes to, you know, the power, the control, the life and death scenarios, the financial needs, the sexuality, the reproductive situations, divorce scenarios, we are making some kind of adjustment in our actions, so that in our talks or agreements or what we're doing locally and, you know, everything else I've listed so far. So a big give and take, adapting around situations, going for the next thing, May 18th and 19th. And then the final grouping that we have will be May 28th through the 30th, so the 28th, the 29th, and the 30th. On those days, Mars will oppose Saturn, which, again, activates a relational axis, you and someone else significant, where we're taking action at this point through our talks and meetings and agreements and sales and local activities, et cetera. And this will involve this other person or situation that is Saturn and Sagittarius themed, which means some important ending or long-term commitment or responsibility, authority type figures involved with legal, travel, foreign, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political themes. And then Mars will then go into an opportunity aspect to Uranus, which brings some kind of open door to something we weren't expecting, a surprise, a shock, a sudden change, something that is exciting or awakening or sudden that comes along with that. So those are our key days as we're looking forward. This Mars in Gemini that can help us move forward our ideas and our contracts and agreements and decisions and offers, et cetera, that is going to be active from April 21st until June 4th, with key dates being the 21st, the 10th through the 12th, the 18th through the 19th, and the 28th through the 30th. All right, so that's our first subject. And I will break it down by sign and, you know, kind of give you guys a little bit more focus as we go through the show. But I want to give the general overview first. So secondly, in our week ahead, we have a day that, well, actually it's going to span over 2 days, I'm sorry, between Sunday and Monday, the 23rd through the 24th, we're going to have a harmonic alignment that is should be a good thing here, and it is part of a do-over. So it involves Mercury retrograde and Saturn retrograde, the two of them coming together in a harmonic alignment, good flow, okay? And so this is going back to some subject that is important to you personally or physically, getting back there involved, showing up for it, making it about your needs, your brand, your body, your image, your title, name, you know, some goal you have set and meeting with somebody about it or talking or, you know, communicating, making decisions about it. And aligning with this Saturn and Sagittarius energy. So this is a do-over with that legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, publishing, travel, foreign, religious, political, wedding, ceremonial topic, one of those themes. So again, you can go back and either get some closure here, or you can go back and rekindle something here. You can restructure it, rework it, rethink it. It's a do-over, and it is under positive alignment. So that's Sunday and Monday, the 23rd and 24th. You may have that play out on just one of those days or both of those days. It's kind of building and then peaking, and so it covers both. All right, and then third, finally, the big thing going on in this week ahead is that we are going to have a new moon on Wednesday, the 26th. It is at 8:16 a.m. Eastern Time, and it is in the sign of Taurus. And so what this does is open up a two-week window for all of us that will kind of give us that cosmic boost forward, give us that push of energy, like you're riding a wave forward. Best time of the year to kind of jump on that wave and see where it can take you, because you have that extra thrust behind you. And it is towards something of value that you have in your life, towards something that could help you make money, towards something that involves purchases, that involves your possessions, that involves gifts, that involves your product, if you're developing a product. And so new moons give you that ability to either start something brand new. So again, a two-week period that starts on Wednesday, the 26th of April, will take you in, to the first 10, 11 days of May. Or it can help you take current situations you're involved in to that next level. So again, think, where do you want to go with this? Be proactive, work with this energy. It will obviously play out in a different area of the sky for each sign. But over the general overview here, that is what the impact is for everybody. So when we start to break down these three areas for each sign, starting with Aries, having Mars move into this communication zone for you guys starting on Friday the 21st, definitely going to make you, the Aries are very passionate, strong-willed individuals usually anyway, and they don't really have a hard time, speaking their mind and making decisions and just jumping into things, but this is going to amplify that. So, on the one hand, if you are trying to pitch an idea or get that contract signed or, meet with somebody and have an impact, this is definitely going to spark that extra bit of passion around you. People will react to it. They will be attracted to it, and it should help you get a lot done. But at the same time, you are going to have to be careful, Aries, that your words are going to have a sharper edge, and you may not even be aware of it. So you may say things that hurt people or offend people in the moment. I'm sure they'll let you know right back, because everybody's going to be experiencing this in some area of their chart. But for Aries, it's straight up communications. It can definitely be a very motivated time for you guys to do more in your local activities and short trips and with your transportation and electronics. And you might get very active with a brother or sister or neighbor over something going on here. I'm not going to list those peak times for every single sign. They're the same for every sign, so just listen to the beginning. But this is definitely a time to move some mountains in these areas, and for the writers and the speakers out there, this definitely can give you guys the edge. It definitely should give you the edge in interviews and auditions as well. As far as the Mercury retrograde and Saturn retrograde coming together in a harmonic between Sunday the 23rd and Monday the 24th, this favors Aries. Again, this is going to be kind of like communication oriented for you guys, but now with a focus on you. So your body, your image, your brand, your name, something that you want to talk about, or if you've been waiting to hear something or meet with somebody or sign something, and links favorably to that legal need, educational matter, travel plans, or with people at a distance, anything with import, export, anything with media, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, anything with weddings or ceremonies, religion or politics. And so all or some of that can take you back to the past to recoup something, rekindle it, rework it, release it, get your closure, get your commitment, whatever it is that you need out of this. So look for favorable opportunities to come through in those areas. Be proactive about seeking them, obviously. And then finally, we have this new moon on Wednesday the 26th. So Aries, definitely a very nice boost for you guys moving into the next couple weeks that can help you land income opportunities or move further in your income, goals that you've set for yourself. Can definitely help you launch forward on purchases. If you're trying to do something with your possessions, put them in storage or move them around your property or move them to another land. I don't know what you're doing with your stuff, but this can help you get it done. It can be a great time for pursuing things with your products. And if there's any gift giving, all of this is moving in a forward, brand new or next level direction starting on Wednesday the 26th. For you Tauruses out there, Mars moving into Gemini starting on Friday the 21st, and this lasts until June 4th, this is going to really amplify your passion and your motivation in those talks and agreements and writing and short trips and local activities and sales and ideas and offers and decisions, but with a focus on making money and a focus on purchases and possessions and products. So you're going to have one of the biggest boost in those areas for the last couple years, starting on Friday the 21st. So these next almost 2 months, you do want to get in there and pitch those ideas, do your interviews, do your auditions, write it up, send out the resumes, you know, think of ways to communicate that can bring the money flow around or help you with your purchases and products and possessions. And then when we look at the Mercury retrograde and Saturn retrograde coming together to form a harmonic between Sunday the 23rd and Monday the 24th, Taurus, this is going to kind of open up either talks or meetings or news or ideas and decisions that are focused either on an artistic project or talent or pursuit you're involved in. It could be film, music, painting, poetry, whatever that might be for you. It could be concerts, theaters, museums, whatever. It could open up something in a romantic track. So it could be about, you know, a romantic tryst or getaway, a decision or news or something about that. It can open up spiritual practices, prayer, meditation, yoga, or take you into the magical or psychic realm and open up channels there. It can bring news or talks and meetings and decisions that are about healing, tackling addictions, dealing with bad habits, hospitals or other institutions, or it can bring something through research, investigations, development, digging into things and finding the information that you need. And this is, you know, I'm assuming it'll probably be one of those and not all of those for you guys. If it's all of you guys, you know, write me a note and I'll commiserate with you. But it's a good thing, right? Because whatever this is bringing through is connecting in a very solid way for you guys, either to something financial, something sexual, something reproductive, something about a mortality issue, something about a divorce, or something that involves third-party situations. So whatever this is coming together, it's under a positive flow here. You do want to keep the lines of communication open. You do want to connect with past or ongoing scenarios to have that do-over experience while the energy is solid and in flow. And then that new moon on Wednesday the 26th is in your sign, Taurus. So very, very positive couple-week boost that you guys get personally, physically. This is a time of year for Taurus when you can really push yourself out there to some next level or in some brand new way. So if you want to present your image in a new way, if you want to present your brand, or you want to present, you know, move towards a new title or a new name or a new identity, if you want to work towards that next level with your body, if there is a personal goal that you have, you know, all of this is favor to kind of get that added emphasis behind it. If you jump in starting Wednesday the 26th and anytime over the next couple weeks, really go for that. All right, for Gemini, you know, Mars is moving into your sign on Friday the 21st. So what does this mean? Okay, it means that the Geminis are going to sparkle, and probably both of them, both of these, the twin sides of Gemini, going to sparkle a little bit more than normal. They're going to have that cutting edge as a, you know, personality. They're going to be very much on fire. And this should be overall a really good time for the Geminis because of this. Because, you know, having Mars in your sign kind of brings a certain sexual chemistry and attractiveness that other people respond to, that passionate energy pours from your pores. It also brings that kind of dangerous fighting spirit side to you that people react to, you know. It gives you a lot more energy to pursue the things that are important to you. It can be a really powerful time for you guys if you're trying to get fit. This Mars energy can just really kick it up several notches between now and June 4th. So join the gym, hire the trainer, start hiking, start biking, start doing whatever. This can be a fantastic time physically for you. And it's really going to stimulate ideas for Gemini. So, you know, you can expect our Geminis to be speaking a lot more, writing a lot more, getting out there and communicating on some level. And if you're in sales, if you're in, you know, I don't know, whatever else would put you out there in speaking situations, this is going to amplify it for you guys. Check the beginning of the show for the key dates between now and June 4th. But I definitely see the Geminis moving a few mountains here through their ideas, through their communications, through their physical activities moving forward. And when we come to the Mercury and Saturn retrograde, the two of them coming together in a harmonic between Sunday the 23rd and Monday the 24th, for Gemini, this is going to open up channels for you with friends, with group activities, with the internet, astrology, charities, parties, events, gatherings of any sort, anything that's social, social networking. And then also for Gemini, this opens channels involving your personal aspirations, your original ideas, freedom and causes and things like that, and allows you to communicate or hear from these people, you know, meet up, connect in some way. And then it aligns with Saturn retrograde in your relationship zone. So bringing something into alignment with partners or clients or specialists or agents or attorneys or dealing with competitors or opponents. And with Saturn here, you know, you're cementing something, you're solidifying something, could be ending, could be making long-term commitments, structuring things more solidly, that kind of thing. All of it together brings the past back around for a do-over or allows you to kind of rework some ongoing scenario in some way. So look for, I would say, you know, that's pretty much all channels of connection with other people. That's going pretty well for Gemini Sunday and Monday. So just, you know, be open. Don't hide out and eat bonbons. And then finally, on Wednesday the 26th, we have that new moon. This kicks open the door two solid weeks where you're going to get a push forward in the 12th house. Now, this is the more mystical, magical, delusional, you know, escapist part of the sky. It can go either way. But, you know, you want to be proactive about the good stuff, right? So for Gemini, 12th house matters. Is there anything in that artistic realm? You know, so great time to launch into new things or the next level with film, music, painting, poetry, dance, sculpture, concerts, museums, theaters, whatever is muse-related. Also can take things into a new chapter in a clandestine romance. Be careful with that. Or with karmic past life romantic scenarios that are playing out. Or with a romantic getaway. Perhaps you'll get it finally, you know, break away and take some time with somebody that you're interested in. Also, this can give you that next level opportunity in your spiritual practices with any magical or psychic interests, with healing, hospitals, retreats, or other institutions. It can help you with research or development on projects behind the scenes or investigations. I think that's everything. You know, it's just like a lot of kind of, I should say in the challenging side of this field, if there are deceptions or boundary issues or escapist tendencies, you know, then this can help you kind of get a handle on that on some new level, you know, move into whatever that next thing would be to try to deal with that issue. So there you have it. For Cancer, Mars is moving into that 12th house. So Mars and bringing all of this passionate, active energy around the talks and meetings and news and offers and ideas and agreements and sales and writing and decision making that's going to be going on with Mars and Gemini. For Cancer, it's playing out in that behind-the-scenes realm. So for Cancer, it's really going to spark a lot of activity for you in with the arts, film, you know, painting, poetry, music, dance, or whatever the artistic energy is for you guys, or with romance, and definitely can bring a lot of passion with a behind-the-scenes romance taking off. Now, this could be clandestine, or this could be about romantic getaways and having that private time. It can bring a lot more spark and energy to your spiritual practices. So you want to get into like hot yoga, yay. That'd be a good time to get into it, right? It could really bring some passionate ideas about your spirituality. And it can be a time to be active about healing or beating bad habits or addictions, or getting to the hospital or doing something with other institutions or with any research or investigations. So, you know, you're going to have until June 4th with this, really taking you a lot further into these areas than you've been able to get for the last couple years. So you want to be proactive about what feels good for you there. And then with this energy with the retrogrades, with Mercury retrograde and Saturn retrograde coming together in a harmonic alignment, which is a good alignment, Sunday and Monday, the 23rd and 24th, Mercury is going to open up the talks, the news, the offers, the communications, the decisions that are either focused on your personal goals or on your career and reputation, or focused on dealings with higher up authority type figures. So this could involve a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor, you know, somebody like that. So we have that coming back around, and then harmonizing with Saturn in topics that involve work, health, animals, paperwork, coworkers, hired help, organizing, or cleaning. So with Saturn there, we are trying to cement something that is all going to come together here. And remember, this is looking back at past scenarios that we're going to get to readdress now, or, you know, tweaking something in an ongoing situation to get it right. So this should go well for you guys. And then that new moon that opens up on Wednesday the 26th, this is a 2-week window that gives you guys a bigger boost forward than any other time of the year to launch into new things or take what you're doing currently to the next level when it comes to friends, associates, group affiliations, what you're doing online, what you're doing with astrology or charities, what you're doing with causes, what you're doing with your personal aspirations, any parties, events, or gatherings, what you're doing with original projects or ideas or inventions. So you really want to think social here. So you might make some new friends or join some new groups, or you might take whatever you're doing online or in any of those energies to the next level. So you want to be proactive. You want to work with it and know that you have that extra kind of boost behind it. For Leo, Mars is moving into Gemini. This is going to amplify the talks and meetings and offers and agreements and sales and writing and decisions and local community and short trip activities that focus on those social topics. So for Leo, this means it's going to be involving your friends and group activities and causes and what you're doing online and with astrology and charities and gatherings and events and your personal aspirations and your original projects and ideas. So really heats this up and allows you guys to make things happen in a way that you haven't been able to make things happen for the last couple years. So, hey, if you've been doing really good there so far in the last couple years, you can really expect to do great, right? And this will make you very passionate about things playing out here. There might be a spark of attraction with a friend or while you're out at a party and things like that. It can also bring up the heated side of Mars, which means you could fight for a cause or fight for something online or within the group dynamic, or you could get into a fight with your friends. So you want to be careful about that, right? But you will move some mountains between now and June 4th in those areas. And then with the Mercury retrograde meeting the Saturn retrograde in a harmonic this Sunday and Monday, the 23rd and 24th, for Leo, first of all, the Mercury side of this is going to allow you to go back and really get in there and talks or meetings or hear from somebody, hear the news and the information, gather that together about the expansive part of the chart. So this is either about travel, foreign, legal, educational, media, marketing, broadcasting, political, religious, ceremonial, wedding themes, okay? So you get a do-over there. You're either going to run into somebody from the past, or you're going to get to go back over, you know, ongoing situations, and you're going to rethink things, release things, rework them, rekindle them. And this is aligning favorably in a solid way to something involving either a creative project, a lover, the kids, or something recreational. So you're solidifying something that should work out for you here in a solid long-term way. ending something that has been taking you back to the past, making some kind of long-term commitment, structuring something more soundly. And so you want to look for that, be proactive about whatever this is for you guys, between the 23rd and the 24th. And then we have this new moon on Wednesday the 26th. And Leo, this is in your midheaven. So this is the place where you garner recognition and attention. It is about your career, your status, your reputation, your fame. It's also about, or notoriety, as the case may be, or it is about any personal goals that you may have, or it can involve authority figures. So this could be, you know, giving you that boost with the boss, the parent, the judge, the director, the teacher, the mentor, any higher up person in your life. So for two solid weeks, starting on Wednesday the 26th, you get more momentum behind either starting something brand new with those goals, career matters, or these authority figures, or taking what you're doing with these scenarios into that next level. So again, being proactive about going for what it is you want to achieve there. For Virgo, Mars is moving into that midheaven starting Friday the 21st, and it's going to travel there until June 4th, giving you guys this passion, this motivation, more activity, more busyness, more fighting spirit that will be focused on achieving some personal goals, focused on your career momentum, focus on your status or recognition or fame, you know, scenario, or focused on what you're doing with these higher up authority types, boss, parent, judge, mentor, teacher, etc. And so all of this can come into play. You haven't had this here in 2 years, and this is going to really help you get into the talks and the meetings and hear the offers and agreements and sales and writing and ideas and decisions and really make something happen there by being passionate and motivated about what the goal is you want to achieve and where you are in the career and where you are with these authority figures. So dive in and pay attention. You know, the dates I give at the beginning of the show, those dates are definitely going to stand out as kind of game changers in this whole event. And then when we have Mercury retrograde meeting up with Saturn retrograde in a harmonic between Sunday and Monday, the 23rd and 24th, Virgo, this is going to favor you getting a chance to kind of go back and hear the news or talk things out or rethink something, you know, somewhere in this thought process or communication that will focus on some big financial topic. Could be loan, debt, inheritance, taxes, insurance, alimony, child support, bankruptcy, settlements, investments, partners' money, you know, anything that's a big financial topic for you. And you could have more than one of these topics coming up on these 2 days, but besides finances, it could be about going back and rethinking, reconnecting, reworking something in a sexual attraction or sexual dysfunction, you know, going back and getting a do-over in the sex life somehow, with reproductive situations, with divorce scenarios, or mortality issues, if there's a life and death situation that's been playing out, kind of getting a do-over with that, or any third-party situations that you're dealing with. So we hear the news, and we turn a corner, we get something solid coming through in one of those areas, and it links in this solid way to whatever it is you're trying to cement here, in the home, with a real estate deal, a move, a renovation, the family, a parent or a roommate, or even around a security need that you have. So look for things to kind of get into flow in these areas. If you're the one who needs to spark that talk or whatever, or sign the agreement or look at whatever this is, it does seem to come into alignment here between Sunday and Monday. And then with this new moon on Wednesday the 26th, you guys are getting this big boost forward, which can help you start brand new things, and it's a great time of the year to start brand new things in these areas or to take whatever you're currently doing to the next level, whatever that might be. Again, good timing to do so. Be proactive about it. So starting Wednesday the 26th and over the next 2 weeks, you'll have this window of opportunity, and it is going to focus on a lot of things that are all about expanding the mind and growing in some way. So this could be through educational perspective, pursuits, either getting back into class or teaching what you know or sharing your wisdom in some way. It could be about travel or people at a distance or foreign interests or going global, you know, think about expansion through that way. It could be about anything in media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, disseminating that information far and wide. It could be about legal matters and giving you that boost forward into getting incorporated or starting a legal agreement with somebody or settling something, you know. It could be about ceremonies or weddings falling into the ceremonial category and launching down that road. It could be about religion or politics and really diving into something new or taking something to the next level there. So in any of those areas, the Virgos are favored. Time to dive in, time to go for whatever that might be for you guys. For Libra, Mars is moving into that expansive zone. So, you know, starting on Friday the 21st, and this is going to last until June 4th, you're getting this fired up, you know, active energy that's going to motivate you to get physically involved and to get passionate and to fight for the things you believe in. And hopefully, you know, to not blow up too many times, you Libras. you know who you are. So, you know, but it is going to help you guys move some mountains, and it's going to be in these expansive arenas. So this is go time for you guys when it comes to travel or people at a distance or foreign interests or globalization, when it comes to those legal situations, when it comes to educational pursuits, when it comes to media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, when it comes to weddings or other ceremonies, when it comes to religion or politics. So I expect to see a lot of the Libras kind of diving in and really making things happen here over these next 7-plus weeks. And then when it comes to, in this week ahead, the Mercury and Saturn both retrograde coming into a harmonic, this is really good for hearing the news or having the talk or meeting or signing the agreement or making the sale or the writing or the ideas and decisions that involve either romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, or even dealing with the competitors or opponents, getting the advocates on board, right? Giving you a chance to go back over something and really connect there and work it out in some way for you. And then this is in that solid alignment to Saturn in the communication realm. So then this means that you can solidify something, get something on solid ground, find a good ending or a long-term commitment, or structure things more soundly, or get ambitious here in the talks, the meetings, the agreements, the sales, the writing, the interviews, the auditions. Or this could very much focus in on something going on with these key people locally or through a short trip involving siblings or neighbors or vehicles or electronics. So, you know, if you have to ask the partner for a company car, I don't know, whatever this might be, you know, but if you're trying to get agreements signed or make sales or write or pitch ideas or, you know, have that important meeting, this is giving you that big do-over sometime between Sunday, Monday, the 23rd, 24th. And then we get that new moon that happens on Wednesday, the 26th. This kicks off a two-week period for Libra that is really going to give you guys a boost, probably the best one that you're going to get of the year. So you do want to dive in and start some things while you have this momentum, because it'll keep the ball rolling throughout your year ahead. And so starting on Wednesday the 26th, going into the first couple weeks of May, this is giving you a chance to launch into anything financial, except for it not specifically focused on income. This is more about you know, going after the loan, paying off the debt, getting the credit cards, doing something next level with the inheritance or the bankruptcy or the taxes or the insurance or the investments or settlements or commissions or royalties or alimony or child support, you know, anything big like that. Obviously, this is in a triangle part of the sky, so we're looking at, you know, definitely sitting down with financial people that can give you some guidance with this. So definitely, you know, don't just wing it, but find somebody that you trust that's a financial person in whatever this is for you, and then, you know, see where you can take this next. And then besides finances and the cosmos kind of giving you that boost to either get something new started here or take what you're doing to the next level, this is also has a personal side that is about power in your life, which means it can come through sexual attractions and chemistry and connections with people. It can launch you into something new reproductively. It can be the flip side of that and help you move forward a divorce if things aren't going so well in those departments. It can help you take mortality issues into whatever the next chapter is going to be. So if you're trying to plan some end-of-life scenarios or, you know, buy your plot, I don't know, whatever that might be, it can help you get that new, fresh start in those areas. And anything that involves controlling interests, power structures, or third-party triangle scenarios, then this new moon is your new moon, and you want to dive in and be proactive about going after these things. Now, for Scorpio, Mars is going to move into those topics of the big financial pictures, the sex life, the reproductive needs, the mortality issues, the divorce, and the third party scenarios playing out. And it's the first time you've had this kind of heated up, passionate, motivational energy that will make things happen in those areas for you. You haven't had it here in 2 years. Now, I'm not saying you've been lagging in these areas, but I'm saying it hasn't been at this level, right? So you guys are about to really kick this up a notch. And it's going to come through Gemini, you know, so, I mean, I'm not saying look for Gemini people. I'm saying it's going to come through, you know, meetings that occur and talks and agreements and local community activities you get involved with or short trips to nearby places and ideas that you have percolating. So it's a great time to really be proactive about getting into those meetings that are financially beneficial for you or to really, you know, if you're out there locally, you might run into somebody and spark up that attraction that then leads to something very sexy and steamy up ahead. Again, you're going to have this here until June 4th, so expect to be busy here. And if you are, the only caveat here I would give you guys, Scorpios, is Mars always has that potential to trigger anger outbursts, you know, for all the signs. But for you guys, because this is one of the areas this might be in would be the divorce area. If you are going through a divorce or you're dealing with a divorced spouse, you know, ex-spouse, I should say, you know, keep a handle on the fuse there because that could actually trigger during this time. But if you're trying to make something happen there, it can help you do that. All right, so that's all your areas. Go for finances, sexy connections, divorce scenarios, third-party scenarios, et cetera. All right. So when we look at this week ahead and we have Mercury and Saturn retrograde coming together in a harmonic between Sunday and Monday, the 23rd and 24th, this is a beneficial do-over for everybody. And for Scorpio, it's allowing you to either hear the news or information you needed to get, or it's going to help you run back into a past person or scenario to rethink it, rework it, release it, rekindle it, with a focus on your work. With a focus on health or animals, on coworkers or hired help, on paperwork or organizing and cleaning scenarios. So you might get that information that you need or hear from that person that helps you redo something there. And this is linked solidly, harmonically to income opportunities, what you're doing with your possessions, what you're doing about purchases or your product, and cementing something solid there. So go back over this stuff. Look for something that you might have missed Sunday and Monday, the 23rd and 24th. And then as far as this new moon that kicks in on Wednesday, the 26th, for Scorpio, you guys, this is giving you guys a huge boost forward when it comes to all significant relationships. And that's a big deal because what this means is that from Wednesday the 26th and over the next 14 days, you'll have more energy from the cosmos helping you get into brand new relationships or take current relationships into new chapters, new levels. And so we are focusing here on the potential with romantic partners, the potential with business partners, with clients, with agents and attorneys and other advocates or representatives, with specialists and experts, and even dealing with competitors or opponents, okay? So you're looking for that next thing that can help you here, or you're looking for new people in the scenario to show up and be proactive. Don't hide out. This is a time to be connecting for the Scorpios. For Sagittarius, Mars is moving into this relational zone for you guys starting on Friday the 21st and staying there all the way through June 4th, going to really heat up a lot going on with these people. So I think the Sagittarius probably already know who these people are in their life, and they're going to get either very busy doing something with or about these people, or they're going to get real passionate and steamy with their partners, or they're going to get very angry and fight a lot back and forth with their partners or their specialists or their attorneys or their opponents or competitors. Or clients, let's like keep a lid on the fighting stuff as much as we can, or be constructive about it. And all of this is really not, you know, this isn't really so much physical when it comes to, you know, if you're worried about the fighting side of this, it would be passionate fighting through words, or, you know, you might write something and leave them that, or email them, that kind of thing, phone calls and that kind of stuff. It's through communications. But this is a fantastic time for Sag to get really busy about getting those agreements together with these clients and specialists and agents and attorneys and partners, to have the important meetings, to pitch the ideas, to make the sales, to promote the writing, you know, to interview, to whatever can communicate and get this ball rolling, to propose, you know, maybe some of you Sagittarius are going to propose out there. So really, really active time like you haven't had in 2 years with these people. And then when we come to this harmonic that's happening between Mercury and Saturn retrograde, this is on Sunday and Monday, the 23rd and 24th. For Sag, Mercury is really going to give you that do-over to rethink something, get back in there, hear from somebody from the past, or go back over some current need in four areas. It's either going to involve a lover or maybe your love life if you're single right now. It's going to involve children. It could involve creative projects or something recreational. So expect something to be coming back around for a do-over there. That is linking solidly to you, Sag, because it's to Saturn in your sign. So you can physically show up here for one of these things sometime between Sunday and Monday. You might run back into that past lover or rekindle something with a current lover. You might reconnect with something that you felt passionate about with children or your creative side of your nature, or get back into the fun in your life, right? And Saturn is helping you get serious about it. You might be ambitious about this and rekindling it. You might want to end something with better closure than you had before. You might want to rekindle, you know, so whatever the do-over is, this is under a favorable harmonic flow, so you want to kind of see where that can take you Sunday, Monday. And then with this new moon on Wednesday the 26th, this opens up a 2-week window that can give you guys a boost into brand new situations or help you take current situations to the next level starting on Wednesday. That is either about your work situation, so you could start a new job or get promoted in your current job or pitch a new idea on the work field and get that, you know, taken seriously. It can be about something you want to start or take to the next level with coworkers. It could be about hired help and really getting in there, hiring somebody new that's going to be beneficial for you. It could be about paperwork and getting some next level situation happening through the paperwork you get tackled during these 2 weeks. It could also, outside of that work arena, this is equally powerful for health and for animals. And so, you know, Sag, if you want to really start some new health regime, whether that's eating more organic or more wholesome and natural, or you want to, you know, start to work out or hire a trainer or see a doctor or see a Reiki specialist or a massage therapist or, you know, hike, whatever it is, you know, for your health, then this is a fantastic time to launch while you have this added energy behind you. And the same thing goes with animals. If you want to adopt an animal or get involved with an animal charity or start doing something new and fun with your dogs or cats or horses or whatever you've got, then this is a really good time to do so. All right, for Capricorn, Mars is moving into that same area that the new moon is about for Sag. So for Capricorn, starting on Friday the 21st and all the way until June 4th, Mars is going to bring way more potential to make things happen, get busy, get active, motivate, be passionate, fight the good fight, and go for things when it comes to your work situation, what you're doing with coworkers, with hired help, with paperwork, with getting organized and cleaning and detail-oriented and analytical, and also going to motivate the Capricorns to really put some things in motion that are going to make things happen for your health and for anything you're doing with the animals. And so, you know, this is just go time. You haven't had this energy here in 2 years. It can definitely get your blood boiling from time to time, I guess. But it is going to motivate you, and it will help you get things done that you maybe couldn't get done up to this point. And then when we look at this harmonic between Mercury retrograde and Saturn retrograde that plays out Sunday and Monday, the 23rd and 24th, Capricorn, Mercury is going to take you back and give you kind of a do-over, either when it comes to your home, real estate deal, moves, renovation, or the family, the parent, the roommate. So you may hear from someone from the past there, or hear about some ongoing scenario that you can review or release or rekindle, rework. And it's kind of a do-over. So you do want to communicate, make decisions, meet with people, talk with people. And this aligns harmoniously to this do-over that involves either something through research or, you know, digging through material, your investigations or your strategies in the situation, or something involving healing, dealing with addictions or hospitals, or other institutions even. It could involve something romantic that you're going back to. It could involve something artistic that you get a chance to go back to, or something in the spiritual realm. So if you kind of combine that, you can see you could have a nice do-over if you're trying to decorate the house, or you're trying to rekindle the romance in somebody's home, or move to be closer to somebody romantic, or you're trying to work on the research and get your strategy together for the real estate deal, or, you know, so figure out what it is that you're doing here. Maybe there's a something that goes solidly that helps you get some kind of cementing one way or the other with a parent or the family member in the hospital, or the healing or addiction scenario. So there you have it. And then when we get to the new moon on the 26th, this new moon is kicking off 2 weeks, really opportune next level scenarios when in your current situation, or helping you enter into something brand new when it comes to your love life, or what's going on with a lover, with what's going on with children in your life, what's going on with any creative pursuits that you might be interested in going for now, or anything recreational you want to dive into. So you want to think of, hey, do I want to start a new sport or a new hobby, or do I want to, you know, get out there and fall in love with somebody, or do I want to pursue a new, creative opportunity, or have kids, or get involved with helping kids, or do something like that. So this is definitely your time of the year to get something brand new started, or take things to that next level. All right, for Aquarius. Aquarius, you guys are having Mars move into that arena of true love and children and creativity and fun. And so, you know, on the one hand, starting Friday the 21st, Mars shows up here, stays until June 4th. It is going to get you way more active and busy in those areas of life. It's going to get you way more passionate. So your love life could be off the charts. You could meet new love by being out locally or on a short trip, or you could get out there locally or on short trips with current lovers. It's a time of passionate conversations and meetings and proposals and offers and ideas and decisions about love. And the same thing goes for your creativity. You guys can really spark something up and get excited and get other people excited about what you're doing creatively, what you want to do about the kids, what you want to do about the recreational pursuits. The only thing to watch out for is that Mars does have that short fuse and can bring some angry outbursts. So if you are going to get mad between April 21st and June 4th, you'll probably aim it at the lover, the kids, the creative project you're involved in, or what you're while you're out doing something recreational. So be aware of that so you don't, you know, get wounding in any way. But you can make more things happen now. This is definitely like bringing an attractive sparkle to you in these areas that other people will respond to. And so it should be kind of really interesting for you guys in those areas. And then with the Mercury-Saturn harmonic that is taking place between Sunday and Monday, the 23rd and 24th, you know, for Aquarius, this is giving you that do-over to go back and either hear from somebody from the past, or go back over old ideas or agreements or sales or writing or proposals or talks and meetings and interviews and decisions. You know, really communication oriented, bigly. I know it's not a word, I don't care. Or it's going to allow the Aquarians to reconnect with something involving a brother, a sister, a neighbor, the vehicles, the electronics, short trips, or local activities. So in all of that, you can take something from that and then link it in this harmonic, favorable way to something solid going on with your aspirations or original projects and ideas, or with friends, groups, associates, gatherings, the internet, social networking, charities, astrology, anything in that social realm for you guys. This brings it together and gives you a chance to tweak it in some way, rekindle it, release it, rework it. So Sunday, Monday for that. And then with this new moon on the 26th for Aquarius, you know, you guys are getting that two-week boost from the cosmos. This is just a fabulous time for you guys to decide to start something new or to take what you're doing currently into the next chapter. And the focus for Aquarius is going to be your home. So whatever you want to do there, babe, you got a green light. Your real estate deals, a move, a renovation, a remodel, or it can be focused on family, parents, roommates, your security needs. So where you live, who you live with, what is stabilizing you there at the root of your chart. So brand new, fresh starts there or taking things to the next level there. It's go time. It starts Wednesday the 26th. All right, so for Pisces, Mars is moving into those grounded core root areas of your life starting on Friday the 21st, which means you are now going to have more activity going on in the home, about the home, with the family, with the parent, with the roommates, with real estate deals, with moves, with renovations, towards your security needs and emotional needs being met. And this is going to be a theme for you that is going to be continually playing out all the way up until June 4th. And you have not had this kind of added heat, added fire and passion and motivation and sometimes anger and fighting spirit focused on these themes for two solid years. So it is really going to boost this part of your life and allow you to make things happen. And then when we look at the Mercury retrograde harmonizing with Saturn retrograde, this plays out in our week ahead between Sunday and Monday, the 23rd and 24th. And this is a positive harmonic do-over period for Pisces, with Mercury retrograde allowing you to go back and refocus on either your income, your possessions and what you're doing with them, your product and what you're doing with that, or your purchases or a purchase, you know, so that flow of value one way or the other, and to rethink it or reconnect with past people about it, or, you know, release it, rework it, whatever this may be in your do-over. And this is aligning in a solid harmonic to whatever the goal is, or whatever's going on in the career front, or what is going on with an authority figure in the mix, like a parent, a boss, a judge, a mentor, a teacher, a director, somebody like that. And so you can cement something here. You can have a final ending that's under good circumstances, or you can rekindle something that is going to give you a long-term commitment or help you structure things more soundly or get your ambitions out there at a new level. So definitely keep the lines of communication open. Rethink where you are in these scenarios. Look for ways that could allow this to get this fresh start from the past. And then speaking of fresh starts, we have that new moon on the 26th, which is next Wednesday. Pisces, this opens a brand new chapter for you guys so that either you can start new things anytime in the 2 weeks that start on the 26th moving forward. The closer to the 26th, the stronger the boost is from the cosmos, right? But the whole 2 weeks will give you that added emphasis that will help you move forward. So you can start new things or you can take current things to the next level. And this is all the communication arena for Pisces first and foremost. So you guys, if you want to get into new talks or get meetings scheduled, maybe you had trouble with before, now you're going to be able able to get those meetings, interviews and auditions, taking things to the next level with your sales or agreements or writing, your ideas, your things you're pitching, proposals, decision making. So anything in that communication realm. And then also this can help you guys get that boost forward with new things or next level things with brothers, sisters, neighbors, moves, vehicles, electronics, short trips, or local activities. And so you definitely want to be proactive about whatever this is for you guys. There's probably a lot, you know, going on here, but you'll have two really solid weeks to help you make that happen. So you guys, that is it. This is Zoe Moon. You guys can find me at Facebook, facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. I'll be back on the show next week, same time, God willing. I hope it is a fantastic new cycle for everybody kicking in, and I will talk to you guys next week. Have a good one.